There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Spellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Father, we thank you because you are able everywhere, inside, outside, as far as you can hear us. God is set to beat us beyond our imagination this night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you because you are faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. Time is not on our side. We have a lot to do tonight. Praise the Lord. I want you to just greet somebody by your right and left. Give them a big hug. Tell them it's good to see you. Don't miss out of everything that God has for tonight. Outside, make sure you participate. There are so many people. Sit anywhere if you can sit on the fence. We are so sorry. I was told the drama that happens here every time I am. He's able. One day we'll celebrate our auditorium. You can sit anywhere you want. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. God bless you. Good to see everyone. This is our first miracle service. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about a man called Nicodemus, and the Bible says that he came to Jesus and he said, Rabbi, he said, we know you are a man sent from God. He said, for no man can do these works except God be with him. There's no amount of mathematical calculation that is able to do this. This is but the finger of God. Hallelujah. That's why we give him praise. Give him praise. I want you to know that your expectation will not be cut short tonight. God will visit you. You do not want to imagine the amount of spiritual preparation that goes in for every of the services. It's not just a gathering of people to entertain. By the grace of God, we are very serious about the assignment that God has given us. And we have no room to waste the time of God's people. There are people who are here this night and their situations are a matter of life and death. Hallelujah. I got a call and I was told that there was a woman who was supposed to come. I don't know if she could make it. She's been pregnant for 8 years. Hallelujah. So why should we be joking when there is a situation like that? You see? Praise the Lord. You see, when you know how much people need to see the power and the glory of God, when He gives you a responsibility and an anointing, you cherish it and you pour your all. Hallelujah. There are many people tonight, there are many families here depending on the hand of God because medicine has failed. You heard the testimony of the woman. You know, because of the rushing in this testimony, many of you don't get to hear it. This sister was diagnosed with fibroid. I was told the fibroid was as big as the head of a baby. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, she just saw it. There were rumblings in her stomach. Have you ever heard of that kind of thing? Medical people, you know what it means for fibroid to be attached, right? But everything passed out. By the finger of God. Hallelujah. Listen, brothers and sisters, these are not the works of men. These are not even the works of Joshua Selman. What you see tonight is an election of grace. It's the hand of God. There are some things money cannot do. There are some things excellence cannot do. There are some things intelligence cannot do. Are you getting me? There is a way you see the signature of God. God signs it in a place and says, this is me. Hallelujah. What you see happening in Koinonia, inside and outside. When I came in, I was broken. Seeing the people, some everywhere on the fence, on the wall. No publicity, no nothing. Brothers and sisters, this is the finger of God. This is why we give Him praise. There's no reason to brag. Hallelujah. And the only way we can reward this commitment is to make sure that everyone gets something from God. Hallelujah. This is why we are committed to praying and fasting and exposing ourselves to the light of God, so that we will all experience His glory. I've gotten so many text messages from people all around. Some have traveled all through yesterday night, 12 hours, you know, far from end to end of this nation. Do you think people will waste their time like this to come and watch a cinema? Hallelujah. That's why we have to get to the business of the night. My only encouragement for you is, don't waste your time. You paid so much price to come. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is more than able. The worship team, there's no need taking another session of worship. But the worship team have taken us to that frequency in the spirit where your faith should know that God is able. We share these testimonies to encourage you, because the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Lay aside your intellectualism, your math 1+1, and just humble yourself tonight and say, Lord, I'm tired. If you don't help me tonight, this is all I do when I pray for these meetings. I just say, Lord, there is no man who can help the people. Every time I drop down from the vehicle, I just look at the people. And now I'm wondering, all these people are gathered together, trusting that they will get something tonight. Oral Roberts told Benny Hinn something before he went to be with the Lord. He was excited about the crowd that always came around for his meeting. Hallelujah. And he was laying hands on them. You know, people were falling, great things were happening. And Oral Roberts looked at him and said, Benny, don't just lay hands on them, give them something. Tonight, I assure you that your time here will be worthwhile in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We are gathered unto you. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just want to talk about three things very quickly to activate our faith, and then we'll pray. Please listen, because as I teach, I believe that many people will begin to be impacted, just touched inside and outside. Be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing. Hallelujah. There are three things that the Lord put very strongly in my heart to share with us. I believe that if we get these things, they are keys for the operation of the Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. Number one is on our desire and our passion for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, so many people come around for meetings like this, and I understand the fact that there are people who are desperate for a miracle. When the doctors tell you, you have a week to live, 2 weeks to live, you know, when there are all kinds of satanic oppression in homes and families, I can understand the desperation of people. Hallelujah. And the way people are, when they are desperate, they will do anything. How many of you agree with that? When people are truly desperate, there's nothing they cannot do. But then I just want to call your attention to the fact that your Christian experience will never be rich if your entire pursuit for God is just tied to what you can get from Him. Are you getting my point now? This is what we must examine. There are lots of people that want things from God. We want money from God. We want prosperity. We want healing. We want anointing.
We want, you know, marriage and fruitfulness and every kind of thing. We want the power of the devil taking off our lives and families. But many people do not desire God genuinely. Hallelujah. And our churches and parishes are full of people who truly do not love God. They only come to God as one of the many options that can bless them. And I don't want to take for granted, because I know that there certainly are people here tonight who really do not love the Lord. We just heard that God is doing great things and we say, let's come and get our own share. But the Lord is calling you tonight that you must love Him beyond the miracle you will receive. Are you following me now? This is the first word of the Lord. There are many of us who are not serious with our spiritual life. Many families, many parents, many young people, we are just careless with our relationship with God. Very careless, very cold, very lukewarm. The only thing we give God is our trouble. We just say, Lord, take my trouble. Give me your peace. But that determination to say, Lord, I love you, whether I'm healed or not, whether I am blessed or not, whether you increase my family or not, whether the husband comes or not, whether the wife comes or not, whether I get a job, whether I get admission or not, whether the sickness leaves or not, leaving you is not an option. Are you getting my point? You must get to that place in your life where leaving God, this issue of up today, down tomorrow, this is the first thing God is examining tonight. I love Him more than ministry. I love Him more than power. How could I insult God by comparing Him to the things He can give? Hallelujah. Psalm 84. Let's rush. Let's just look at a few things. Psalms 84, verse 2. The psalmist said something really beautiful. Verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. This was the psalmist communicating his passion for God beyond royalty, beyond him being the king of Israel. He said, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Is that your experience? That you say, Lord, I know that I'm sick. I know that I've been diagnosed of this and that. I know that there are demonic entities oppressing my life and my family. But tonight, my focus is not just the miracle, but you. My focus tonight is not just my business. My focus tonight is not just to tie my husband and bring him from wherever he is. No. My focus tonight is you. Not peace, not joy, not miracles, not anointing, not breakthrough. I want your presence. I want your glory. I want the fullness of you. This is the secret. This is the part the devil does not like in a believer's journey, where you begin to honor God above and beyond what He can give you. Because every time you love God beyond things, you cripple the power of Satan. Hallelujah. Verse 10, same scripture. It says, for a day in your court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Can you imagine? He's saying, I love God and the things of God so much so that even if I become a sanctuary keeper in the house of God, I prefer it to enjoying any other benefit. Do you have that degree of passion for God? There are some of us who just came here because we came to escort families that are desperate. You came to stay with them and they just have to drive you to follow them because they are locking their house. And now you are here. You must get to that point. Our primary goal as a ministry is to ignite the fire of the Spirit in the hearts of men. It is important. It matters that your love for God. See, this is why the Christian experience of many believers, especially in this country, cannot last. You hear that a man is passionate about God, a pastor is passionate about God. After a while, either as a result of extreme success or extreme failure, it still creates the same effect. They leave God. Can you make up your mind tonight that, Lord, beyond these blessings, because there are people who are already angry with God. Have you had people telling God, if you don't do anything this night, I know you are not God, I will backslide. Who goes to hell? Jesus. Hallelujah. You must love him with all your heart. Let me show you something. Just one more scripture. John 6 verse 23. John 6 verse 23. Very interesting scripture. John 6. Jesus had multiplied bread. Remember the story? 5 loaves, 2 fish. They all ate and they were happy. Look up. In this Nigeria, the way many people are suffering, if you get somebody who can speak over bread and it multiplies, will you leave him? Will you leave him? So the Bible tells us that Jesus just performed an excellent miracle. And the next day they came there. They didn't come because they loved him. They didn't come because they were convicted by the miracles he did. They came because they were hungry. And they now found a bread provider. Hear what Jesus says to them. Verse 23. Nevertheless, there came other boats from Tiberias near unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. 24. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took boats and they came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. They were seeking for Jesus, but it was not from a heart of passion. They were seeking for Jesus because of the bread. 25. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou here? 26. Now this is Jesus rebuking them. And Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat loaves and were filled. There are so many people who seek God just because of what they want. And there is nothing wrong with desiring God to meet our needs. This is why we put a special program every month. Hallelujah. Out of the 4 weeks we have to fellowship, we dedicate one to minister to God's people. So it is God's desire to bless us. But hear me, saints of God, if the whole circumference of your pursuit for God is tied to what you will get from God, you may not last. That's why there are so many people disappointed and offended with God. Lord, I gave my tithe. I gave this and that. Lord, I did this. I thought the husband should have come. I saw in a vision that I married by July. This is February. Oh, this what now? January. Hallelujah. Is that your story tonight? Or will you say, Lord, as far as my pursuit for you is concerned, there is no option. Are you getting my point? Lord, if you don't answer me, I've become a love slave. I'm bounded to you willingly. It becomes impossible, just like the salt covenant of the Old Testament. How can you separate one salt from another? I am bound to you. Leaving you is not an option. Backsliding is not an option. Failing in my prayer life is not an option. I desire you and I desire your house. This is the secret of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Say after me, I desire the Lord. Above every miracle, above prosperity, above marriage. You must desire the Lord. Let me tell you the truth, brothers and sisters. This is the difference between the presence of God and a herbal home. Are you getting me? A herbalist doesn't ask you to have passion for Satan. He just tells you, you initiate yourself by some activities. But God willingly calls you. Come higher. Come deeper. You must love God. The three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3. Let's not turn there from verse 16. They said, let it be known to you, O king, that our God will deliver us. He said, but even if he does not deliver us, bowing to this dagon, bowing to this statue of gold is not an option. Throw us into the fire. Our allegiance, our fraternity with God is unquestionable. There are many of us, God cannot trust us with certain levels of grace because we are vulnerable. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are many ministers looking for power. There are many people looking for anointing. There are many people that see this kind of crowd and get angry. They said these people must be doing something. How can this kind of thing happen? Because they do not know that until God has your heart, you will never see his hand in your life. It takes God experiencing your heart. Take over, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah. Your mind, this is January, that in this 2014, beyond the miracle service, have an identity of consistency in the spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? Not that you start today and then by March or April people are wondering, are you born again? Hallelujah. There are so many people like that. The only place you see them that confirms to you that they are born again is the house of God. And that's because they want to get something. Or maybe they are workers in church. I told God my allegiance for you. My commitment for you. Even if you take away every anointing you have given me, leaving you is not an option. To leave you means to die. The psalmist said, as the deer pants after the water brook. He says, so my soul. I know people who used to love God, Bishop, years ago. They are not even, they don't even love God. Talk more of ministry. Because their pursuit was not sincere. They were just looking for God. They had suffered inferiority complex. And they thought it was ministry or anointing that would heal them of it. And they came as though they were seeking God. And today is Ichabod. The glory has departed. I thought you can get our teaching, the secret of sustained glory. There is a principle that keeps the fire of God upon a man's life, that with changing seasons you remain unchanging. Hallelujah. So tonight God is examining our hearts. We will get the miracles. We have labored in prayer in the word, and God has given us the assurance of his presence. Hallelujah. But I need you to know that beyond the miracles, hear me everyone, inside or outside, God is calling you. There is an experience that is bigger than receiving things from God. There is an experience that is bigger than job, bigger than money, bigger than wife, bigger than business, bigger than ministry, bigger than power, bigger than healing, bigger than deliverance. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. In John 21 from verse 15, you can just write it. You don't need to turn there. Remember, the disciples were walking with Jesus Christ. I've told you in our previous teachings that the disciples were not following Jesus because they loved him. They were following him because they wanted to shine. Is that true? Because they were the disciples of John the Baptist before Jesus came. Is that true? When he came and he was the new superstar, what happened? There was a migration. Is that true? And they all came there and they were happy. Eventually, the motive of their heart began to be tested. And they came and they said, Jesus, we have left everything to follow you. What is our cut in this deal? Hallelujah. Can you help me to hand it, please? Praise the Lord. Praise God. And then the Bible tells us, listen please, the Bible says that when they caught Jesus, remember, when the people came to carry Jesus Christ, they thought he was going to wave his hands, bind them, and do a lot of things. And when he offered himself, what happened to them? They ran away. Everybody. Peter tried, he got to a point, he said, I've tried. It was only John that was there at the cross. So when he resurrected, Peter went back to his fishing. The disciples said, we go with you. And in 21 verse 15, he looked at Peter, Jesus now, and he said, Simon Peter, lovest thou me more than this? What are the these? Matthew 33. Hallelujah. Jesus began to speak. And he said a lot about, Matthew 6. I'm sorry. You don't have to turn there. We're out of time. We have to rush. Matthew 6. From verse 33. Or verse 32, really. He said, for the Gentiles seek after these things. What are the things? You go to the previous verse 31. Talks about food to eat, clothes to wear. God knows you need these things. But he's asking you, lovest thou me more than this? There are certain people, if God puts a husband and he puts himself, before he finishes going to his place, you will run and carry your husband and say, thank you Jesus, I really appreciate you. You are a very nice man. I like this kind of God. Or if God puts money, the worst one is money. There are many of us, as God is putting, you can say, let me just die there. Take my life, but let me fall down this morning. Hallelujah. God will keep screening your heart until he finds out he is the King of Kings in your heart. See, this is why some people get things cheaply in life. God knows that whether they get it or not, it no longer has influence on their relationship with him. So he can freely give to them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I love the Lord with all my heart. If you are not yet convinced, don't worry, you don't have to say it. But before the end of the service, make sure you are convinced that you need God beyond what he can give you. Hallelujah. Your passion for God must exceed the miracle you want to get. Number two, this may come as a shocker for many of us. The second point the Holy Spirit laid in my heart, and I think this is probably why, please listen, many believers in the body of Christ do not get to experience the reality of the blessings of the Lord. God told me something that shocked me. God's love for you is unconditional, but his promises are conditional. God's love for you is unconditional, but his promises are conditional. You always have a role to play to access the blessings that are promised in Scripture. Listen, many of us get carried away by the fact that God loves me. If he wants to bless me, he will bless me anyway. If he wants to heal me, he will heal me anyway. If he wants to deliver me, he will deliver me anyway. That's a misguided teaching about love. God's love is unconditional. But as far as accessing his promises and accessing our inheritance in Christ are concerned, we have a role to play. Are you understanding me now? Romans 5 verse 8. Talks about the fact that while we were yet sinners, we have to rush, really. Help us, Holy Spirit. Romans 5 verse 8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Unconditional. We didn't do anything. Hallelujah. He just went to the cross, died and shed his blood for our sins. But look at Deuteronomy 28. From verse 1, Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. Thank you, Jesus. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently, not if thou shalt wish in your room. If thou shalt do what? Hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord to observe and to do. That means there is something you must do. Are you getting me? So Jesus paid the price. But to walk in the reality, there is a role. I don't know how I can sound this to the body of Christ, that it is not all up to God and it is not all up to you. This is what koinonia is about. Partnership. There is a role you must play. If we keep deceiving ourselves that he has done everything, oh hallelujah, he has done it, it's working, it's not working. There are principles. The Bible says it shall come to pass if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord to do and observe all that I command thee. Then this blessing shall come upon you and shall overtake you. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6, verse 1. Again, we apologize for those outside. Please just listen. Deuteronomy 6. Very powerful scripture. Many of us love this scripture because of what it says. Hallelujah. Verse 10. It says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto your father Abraham, to Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities which thou buildest not. Say amen. And houses full of good things which thou fieldest not, and wells deep which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou art eaten and you are full. Alright, these are the blessings. We like claiming it. Oh, I'll get a house I didn't pay for. I'll get this and that, which is true. It's true. But the Bible always put conditions. When you read from verse 13 to 15, we really don't have time for that. It says that thou shalt fear the Lord. You will serve him. There are things he will do, and you shall swear by his name. And then verse 14 says, you shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people which are around you. Last verse 15. It says, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and it destroys you from the face of the earth. There are conditions. Are you getting what I'm saying? These conditions are encapsulated in what Jesus Christ called the keys of the kingdom. The keys. The Bible says it has been given unto you to know the mysteries. An opening of the operation of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Even favor. This favor we talk about. How many of you know, like, Nigerians like favor? Which is good. Honestly, favor is great. If the favor of God is not working in your life, something is wrong. But do you know that it is the outworkings of favor that has nothing to do with you? It takes an operation to initialize its working in your life. For instance, the gift of a man makes room. The making room and bringing him, that's where favor is. But that gift must be in place. Are you getting the point now? There's no man in scripture except a few people. And that was because of certain covenants, people like Mephibosheth. But the Bible talks about Daniel. It was an excellent spirit that brought him out. Joseph, it was his ability to interpret dreams. So favor doesn't just drop around like that. There are things that initiate it. Unfortunately, in the body of Christ, we like receiving things without finding out the condition. And our justification is God loves us. Are you getting blessed? God hammered this in my spirit. So while you are seated tonight, there are many of us, what you need tonight is not prayers, really. What you need tonight is an understanding about how to get the thing that you really want, the principle that governs its operation. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So the love of God is conditional. Years ago, I had Oyedepo hammering on this thing. This is what he calls the covenant. You know, I've been a controversial person concerning this covenant thing. There are many teachings about covenant I don't believe. We'll explain that. I've done a few teachings. I understand when you teach about covenant, meaning that you have a role to play and God has a role to play. That's a balanced view of covenant. But when you teach covenant in a way that removes the mercy of God, it's no longer an understanding, because God is working with man. Psalms 8 says he knows that we are dust. Are you getting me? There is a misguided teaching on covenant that makes people to blame God and insult God, and makes it look like if you don't do it, you are not God. Hallelujah. There's no time I would have shown you from scripture. Remember, Jesus gave a parable of somebody that went, that the vine dresser was calling to go to the vineyard early in the morning, and they agreed. They had a covenant for a denary. They went to the farm and they were working. They didn't go because they loved the man. They went because they had an agreement. Correct? At noontime, he saw some other people sitting idle. He said, "Why are you sitting idle?" He says, "No man employs us." He said, "Go and work." No negotiation. They went because they loved him. Up to the 11th hour. Is that true? They still found others. And they went. No negotiation. Are you getting my point? When it was time for him to pay them, he started with those who went. Those who had started in the morning, he gave them a denary. And then he turned to others that didn't give him condition. He said, "Now, since you have allowed me to choose my blessing, I give you the same wage." And it annoyed those other people. So there is a dimension of your walk with God that is beyond covenant. It's if I perish, I perish. I love you beyond this thing. Are you getting my point? That teaching of saying, if I give God A, he must give me B, is not accurate. Whether God gives you B or not. Are you getting my point? If you can put that to your concept of covenant, it becomes balanced. Otherwise, we are going to have a bunch of hypocrites in the body of Christ claiming they love God. "God, I gave you 5 naira. You promised me 10 naira. I'm still waiting. If it does not come, you are not God. I will announce to the whole world that you are not faithful." Have you heard people say that? "I will drop my mic and stop preaching." Ah. That's not accurate. I love him. I know that he is faithful to do this. But even if he does not do it, my commitment. Bible faith that works. Right? And there is another concept that was a product of hunger and dimness of light. And this is what many people advocate and they call faith. Hallelujah. There are so many people who are not practicing what the Bible calls faith. And we'll look at it. In fact, this one, I just had these two to share. But in the afternoon, the Lord just pressed this thing in my heart. I want to define faith. Faith is the name given to the action you take based on your conviction about God, his love for you, his integrity, and his ability. I'll come again. Faith is the name given to the action you take based on your conviction. Please, if you have not been listening, now is the time to wake up. Don't let the devil cheat you. This is the bottom part of this teaching before we start ministry. Praise God. The action you take based on your conviction about God, his love for you, his integrity, and his ability. Faith is the name given to you, the action. The action that is taken. Your action, not your intention or wishful thinking, is called faith. Many people call wishful thinking faith. Many people call hallucination and imagination faith. This is metaphysics. Are you getting my point now? There are people who have all kinds of jargons on the walls and the room of their houses, and they are not satisfying the scriptural conditions to become these things. And we read a lot of books that say, sit down, wake up in the night, just look at it, let it enter your subconscious. Be careful. there is a balanced view about the power of imagination, and there is an erroneous occultic new age metaphysics understanding that is leading people into delusion. Are you getting my point now? Faith is action. Everybody say it. Listen, if you have not yet taken action, you have not manifested faith. I don't care what else you have done. Listen, please. If you get this revelation, many of you, as this word is coming, you will walk out of your sick body at once because of the power of this revelation. I will show you from scripture. Help us, Holy Spirit. Which word is correct now? Wow, we have to rush. There is no faith without action. Impossible. There is no faith without action. Hallelujah. I always give an example. Let me use somebody. Mike, come. I'm going to call this gentleman. Please, everybody concentrate. When I call you, say you are coming, but don't come. Mike, come. What did I ask him to do? He's saying he's coming. Did he come? Mike, come and take. If you can leave where you are and come here by reason of your trust, take. This is what a lot of believers are doing. We start dreaming nonsense, thinking we are manifesting faith. There are conditions. God is saying, fulfill that condition and take. We are busy standing and saying, oh, I know. I just know. I know it will happen. No. It doesn't happen that way. Bless you, sir. Everybody say, faith is the action taken based on my conviction of God's word, His love for me, His integrity, and His ability. That action is what the Bible calls faith. Are you getting something tonight? This is an eye-opener for many people, because you will see that what a lot of us are calling believe is not true. We are not manifesting faith. Faith, the faith life, does not make you an idiot. We have turned this faith thing to become as if we are foolish people. Read your Bible. Those who walk in authentic realms of faith did not behave the way we are behaving. Hallelujah. Let me show you a few scriptures. Matthew chapter 9, if you can help us very quickly, media. Matthew chapter 9, from verse 18 to 22. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. Just write it and look up. Matthew 9, from verse 18. Hallelujah. Let's just go to 19. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with the issue of blood. How many years? 12 years. Came behind him and did what? She did what? She came and took action. Is that true? She did something based on a conviction that she had. What was the conviction? 21. For she said within herself. That's where many of us stop. Is that not true? Oh, I know. If Jesus passes here, if I may but touch his garment. While she said that, she was waiting. When she saw Jesus, she said, crowd protocol fire this night. The Bible says, as she touched it, do you know if she did not touch him? That's how she would have remained like that. Is that true? And that will make Jesus look as though he was not powerful. See, inaction is the missing component in our faith equation. We do every other thing but take steps. As simple as what I'm telling you is the reason why many people will never be delivered. Many people will never be healed. Many people may never experience the blessings of God. Another story, John 5, from verse 5 to 9. Remember the impotent man. Very interesting story. John 5. Jesus always demanded action. John 5. And a certain man was there which had infirmity. How many years? 38 years. Is that true? Look at me. He never got healed because he did not take action. Is that true? Verse 6. We have to run. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Verse 7. The impotent man started giving all kinds of explanations. Verse 8. Like many of us are giving. And Jesus said unto him, "Look at me." How can Jesus tell a man who has been lying down for 38 years, who cannot move? He said, "Rise." Take, in other words, prove your conviction by doing something you have never done. 38 years. Jesus is not an idiot. He sees a man lying down just to move to a pool close to gym. He could not move for 38 years. Now Jesus says, "You claim you trust me. If you believe I'm the Messiah, stop giving me that grammar. Rise up." In the moment you take the action, the power of God comes in. It does not take a long time. This is faith. The action you take based on your conviction. Let's look at a few more. Mark 2. Verse 1 to 12, but let's just look at verse 4. Mark 2, verse 4. We have to hurry up. This is already the miracle. Mark 2. Verse 4, listen. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. Look at me. Jesus was holding a crusade. Is that true? Is that true? Those sitting outside say amen. So, the Bible says there were people packed full inside and outside like this. Is that true? And Jesus was teaching. And certain people were desperate. And they said, "Today, you have been a liability to us. You must stand up. We are not ready to take you back home." And the Bible says, when they came, they saw the crowd. The people said, "The owner of this house, we will negotiate after the miracle. But for now, they got..." Do you know what it means? Jewish, do you know how Jewish houses were made? They were made with mud. You would have to break through. Look at what the Bible says. They uncovered the roof that was, and when they had what? They broke it. Jesus was just sitting down, and he had some people hitting. I'm sure others were saying, "Don't disturb us." Say, "Keep talking. I will keep manifesting faith. When I get what I want, I can tell you sorry." Listen. The Bible says, "Wherein the sick of palsy lay." I want to show you something that will shock you now. Next verse, please. When Jesus saw what? What was their faith? Their action. That step they took based on their conviction. The Bible says faith can be seen. It's not some metaphysical thing. I can know whether you have faith by the degree of your adherence to the principles. I can see it and know whether your faith is working. You can't fool us and say, "I have faith." If you have faith, see, James said, show me your works without faith, and I will show you my faith through the action that I'm taking. What does that mean? That you came here with cancer. Do you believe the Lord will heal you? Yes, I believe. That's why I came. That's good. Step one. When the word of God comes, that's the time to shake off cancer from your body and say, "Cancer, you had the prophetic word. Shake it off. Don't just sit down. You're wondering." No. Two more scriptures quickly. Luke 17. This is an interesting one. The story of the 10 lepers. Verse 11. Let me show you the dynamics, the spiritual technology that is responsible for the miraculous. I pray that your eyes will be open to see. Verse 13. Please, let's hurry up. Listen. The Bible says there were 10 lepers who have been discussing. Is this how we will continue? Abi, people will come and drop offering or whatever for them. And the Bible says they had. That means they had received an assurance that Jesus was able to do it. Is that true? Now watch what happened. This was their first manifestation of faith. When Jesus was passing, what happened? They lifted up. Are you getting me now?
And they did what?
The Bible did not say they lifted it and they just whispered. To lift up means they shouted. And they said, Jesus, Master. You know Jesus doesn't walk alone. I'm sure his peers were saying, hurry up. They said, we may be crippled, but our mouth is not crippled. We are going to shout till we get your attention. Listen, did Jesus respond? That's how he will always respond when we manifest faith. Next verse. And when he saw them, he said unto them, listen, I love Jesus, goodness. He just said, the only reason why you are calling me is because you think I can help you. If you really believe, stand up, go and show yourself. As simple as that. No grammar of saying, okay, if I said this, then this. Grammar, that thing we do is not called faith. If you take action, God is committed. Listen, the Bible says, and it came to pass, watch this, this is the dynamics. Listen, I want to explain something powerful here. As they were, that means their being cleansed was tied to their going. As they were, this sign shall not go before. If you prove God sent you, start moving. And he said, the signs will follow those who can act. This is why we are here tonight. Hallelujah. Just one last scripture and then we'll pray. Goodness, my spirit is fired up. John 9. Let's look at one example of one blind man. John 19, verse 1 to 8, but we'll just look at verse 7. Jesus came. Look at me. There are so many interesting people that do lots of things in church. Do you know that there are people that when they come, when hands are about to be laid on them, they say, don't lay hands on me, just speak. You are a sick patient. The doctor said, turn for injection. You say, I don't like injection. Walk out of the hospital. As simple as that. When there's a way the sickness will bless you, that even if the syringe is the type they give a cow, you say, just give me. When you still have options, you are not yet pushed to the wall. Look, let me tell you. There is a way life will push you to the wall that you must react. Are you getting my point? Verse 7. Are we there? John, what did I say? John 9, not 19. 9. Shabba. Listen. Look up, please. Let me just tell the story quickly. Remember the man who was born blind. The Bible says Jesus spat on the floor, correct? And he started making clay. I can imagine, the man could not see. Now watch this. I love Jesus. Jesus inspires me. I'm telling you. He said unto him, to who? The blind man. Jesus was not talking to the person who was holding his hand. He spoke to the blind man. He said, Oga, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation is sent. And the Bible says he went his way therefore and washed and returned seeing. How will Jesus speak to a blind man? Oh yeah, I've done my own part. If you like, sit down here for 1 week. If you are interested, go and wash. Remember what the prophet told Naaman. He said, go to Jordan and bath. While he was giving all those confessions, I will not go, I will go, I will not go. He said, continue. If you want to manifest faith, carry two of your legs, march to Jordan. He was saying, are there no other river? This is, many people think it just stops at talking. Naaman was talking, rapping, standing in front of Elisha's, he didn't even come out. He said, tell him, go and wash and do it 7 times. He went there. It was a very muddy water. Hallelujah. Bathed the first time, nothing happened. He was getting angry, but when the word is fulfilled, God is committed. I can imagine the Holy Ghost just roaming around that pool. Number two, he could not move because until your obedience is complete. Number three, the guy could not move. At a point, he will say, oh God, He said seven times, seven, seven. That was the word. Number five, he would have just left and gone back. And the Holy Ghost said two more times for my spirit to come in. Listen, the Bible says the moment he entered the seventh time, he just came out and he saw his skin. That means the Holy Ghost was waiting anxiously. You do your part. You do your part and see the power of the highest. You do your part and see that cancer melt. You do your part and see that curse broken in your family. Hallelujah. At the beautiful gate, there was a man there. The Bible says he begged for alms. Is that true? Peter and John went to pray at the hour of prayer, and the Bible says he was begging them. He was not begging to stand up because he did not believe. Are you getting me? So he had no reason to take action because he was not convicted. But Peter did something, because faith comes by hearing. When you hear of someone's ability, he said, Mr. Man, I don't have money to give you, but there is something I have. In the name of the Lord Jesus, if you believe I have this. He said, stand, look up. The man sat down there and was looking at them and was wondering. And Peter remembered the teachings of Jesus. And the Bible says, Peter held his hand and said, stand up. And the Bible says, he leaping. The Holy Ghost was moving Peter. Get this man to take a step. In every area of life, listen, there is a role you have to play. Are you getting me? There's no time I would have shown you how that for every area of your life, when the word came in Samaria, by this time, tomorrow, nothing happened. But the power of God was moving, waiting for those who would take action. All the people in the land, including the emojis, did not go. And the Spirit of God went to four lepers. They said, will we stay here and die? We are lepers, but let's stand up. The Bible says when they went, the enemy started hearing the sound. This is the amplification of the Spirit. The sound of chariots. Until there is action, you are not manifesting faith. If you can get this teaching tonight, by the time you are coming for February miracle service, you'll be shocked. Because see, this, as simple as what I'm sharing is, this is the missing link. You are praying and fasting, but you have not found out the conditions of prosperity. It's not demons. It will not change till the day you find out and walk in it. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are keys. That's your part. When you see, listen, I submit to you with all humility. Are you seeing this crowd that are gathered? They did not come by magic. If you think it's by magic, try it. People are not idiots. Are you getting my point? I said by, with all humility. I hope it doesn't look like I'm bragging. I'm just trying to communicate a point. Do you know what it means for people to come and sit on the fence? Sit everywhere. There are keys. If you don't have it, you don't have it. But when you find it, I can imagine the Holy Ghost, based on the conviction he gave us, while we started preparing, as decoration was working, the power of God said, now you are responding based on what you believe I'll do tonight. Therefore, let me begin to bring all the people to honor the word. Don't you see that this is how faith works? Listen, there are many people who will never marry because they are waiting until the day a sponsor or a donor gives them 2 million. God has spoken to you. Marry in June. How much do you have? 100,000. But God said, start moving. He said, hey, Lord, this girl's parents, the way they looked at me that day, what is your business? This sign shall follow. The moment you are going, your uncle starts calling and says, I just felt like calling you. He did not just feel. The Holy Ghost, the one who confirms the word. Hallelujah. Listen. The sister who gave a testimony about the change in her result. Imagine if they prayed for her. Now a prophetic word had come. Is that not true? She sat down. She said, Lord, I believe your word. What did she do? She got up As you were, did you see that when they checked, they did not find a paper? But God said, am I too small? And you just dropped the paper on the table. Did you not hear the testimony? Listen, when you play your part, I'm telling you, in an inexplicable way, God is committed. And tonight, I want you to know that your part is to have come. See, I tell people with all humility that for coming to this ground alone is already 50% of your problem. So you know why? Hold on. If you know the demonic forces that as many people hear what happened this morning and the way the devil tried to stop them from coming, many of you will agree with me that things came up. Some of you didn't even have money, but you said, if it means trekking, I will trek. While you were trekking, the Holy Ghost was saying, mark them, practitioners of the word. They must be blessed tonight. Some of you came outside and you still sat down. Your friend said, let's go back. You said, I'm not going back. You can go. But this night, although I'm outside, my ministry must change. My business must change. This cancer must die. Rise up on your feet, everybody. Go ahead and pray in tongues in 1 minute. God is about to do mighty things in this place. Rise up on your feet, everybody. Rekete ka ba 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 ba. Sekete leka ba 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 ba. Zembros kele ba 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 ba. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I'm convinced that you are able. You can change my story. In a few minutes, the Lord will do mighty things in this place. In a few minutes, the Lord will do mighty things in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Please listen to me. I tell you the truth. I came here tonight with a very unusual unction. I know the things that I've been, the head of department, prayer band, he even sensed it. I remember he sent me a text. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost is in a place, nobody can tell the extent of devastation he can do to the kingdom of hell. Hallelujah. Inside and outside, no matter how far you are, make sure tonight, as you hear the word, listen. I don't know the issue that you came here with. I can only communicate the few because of time constraint and because we see in parts. I must not mention your case. Are you getting what I'm saying? This atmosphere carries an anointing. So no matter how far, no matter what the issue is, it will bow. It will bow tonight. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. As I begin to rebuke sicknesses, we're going to be very fast. We don't have time for a lot of things. Hallelujah. God assured me that there will be dramatic, dramatic instant healings. Dramatic instant healings. Now listen, please. when we begin to pray, I don't know if we'll call the people out and lay hands or whatever it is we will do. Make sure, remember the teaching. You must take action. You must take action. That action. Look at what our mommy shared. Remember the testimony our mommy shared. Do you know that I sent that they should bring a seat for her. What? She refused. As a proof to the devil. Are you getting my point? That I may be old, but I'm well. Are you ready to drop those chains now? There is no need. Please hear me. There is no need tonight to walk away with whatever situation. For there is a name. There are families represented here tonight. Tonight you will pass the Red Sea and you will part with Egypt forever. Power in the name of Jesus. Please descend, please descend. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Higher. It's time for people's life to change.
Break every chain.
Break
every chain.
Hallelujah. There are families under bondages, yokes. There are many of us who have come under spells. It's time for us to check those devils out of the lives of people, because the Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you see what the Lord is showing me in the spirit, goodness, the devil is in trouble this night. Lift your hands, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Father. Please lift your hands inside and outside. Hallelujah. Hear me wherever you are. The power of God is going to begin to move across the crowd. And everywhere you are, there is a name tonight that is above every demon, every yoke, every spell. And at the mention of that name, devils will leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the count of three, wherever you are, goodness, there will be so much deliverances outside. Listen, as I count three, I want you to shout that name. That's your action of faith, at the top of your voice. And we will begin to command this wicked spirit. Already the power of God is moving. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3. I call spirits. I call devils. Devils, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Now. Come out. Go cross the portal. Outside. Outside. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Bring them out.
them out. The fire is falling outside. Lift up your hands, all ye gates. I command spirits, devils, let God's people go now. Bring them out, outside, the fire of God is falling. The fire of God is falling. Help the ushers, please. If they need more people, help them. Let's save time. Let's save time. We don't have time. Please. The power of God is falling outside. Falling outside. Falling outside. Every spell. Hallelujah. Just those outside, lift your hands. The first overflow and the second, both of you lift your hands. Karapati kadababa. At the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. There will be a rain of deliverance. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah.
Pass.
Please follow me. We have to hurry up. Listen. Goodness. There are people here. Listen. You can't sleep sound in the night. Someone must come and sleep with you or oppress you. There are people who see snakes. This lady is one of them. Let her go. Come out now. Out. Out. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Praise Kabbalah. Out. Hallelujah. Now listen, please. Please, let's hurry up. Just follow me. Just keep bringing them. Goodness. There are so many angels outside. There's no hiding. Not in the light of God. Second. In Terekaba. Let her go now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, I challenge you right now in the name of Jesus. Break every chain out of her now. Now. Come out of her right now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Out of her right now. Let her go now. Now. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Listen, listen. Many of you don't know why. Listen, hear me. Please listen. Let's hurry up. Do you know that behind the situation of many people are the workings of these wicked spirits? Listen to me, please. Don't let anybody fool you. There are some of you, you may not need to fall, but deliverance is already happening to you. So don't you think it's just those that come out? No. Once the word goes, some of you are already feeling things leaving you. Look at this girl, for instance. You really believe a lady will have this strength? Three people holding her. Wickedness is real. Leave her alone. On your knees and out of her. Quickly, just leave her. On your knees and out of her in the name of the Lord Jesus. Watch the power of faith, all of you. Watch, just... No, don't worry. Don't concentrate on her when she does it. Leave her alone. Listen. Listen. You see why it's good to be spiritual? Because now, one brother will just get up and come. You don't know where you are. I'm not talking about her now. Please. Nobody should stigmatize her. Are you getting my point? One brother just comes and bounces. You don't know what is happening around the spiritual arena of somebody's life. You come and enter into something that will whip out. Look at, she cannot even go out. Look at, she's standing at the door. She can't even cross the door. She will go on her knees. Don't worry. You will see the authentic power of the Holy Ghost. Listen. Brothers and sisters, hear me. Behind the pain of many families is the operation of darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many of our families, some of you as you are standing here, don't think God is visiting you alone. You should understand us here. Your salvation is not complete until your household is touched. These are the spirits. That's why you try and try. You keep doing. This is what has stopped the admission of others. This is what has stopped the marriage of others. This is what has killed the destiny of many people. But tonight, you will part ways with it forever. Now I want to pray. I see a lot of, many of you will be surprised what will happen now. Hallelujah. There are so many people that are tormented in their dreams. Listen to me. You can't have a sound sleep, but you see people come, animals chasing you, all kinds of devilish demonic things, snakes, some of you having intercourse with all kinds of people, whether a man, whether a woman. When you are about to go for a job interview, these things happen to you and that's the end of it. It doesn't matter what happens tonight. There will be a separation once and for all. Lift up your hands again. Please lift up your hands. Let's hurry up. Whether they are curses, whether they are yokes, whether they are manifestations of spirit husband, spirit wife, wherever that devil is, as you shout Jesus, I see fire. Fire will move from inside to outside, and many people will be delivered right now. At the count of three, are you ready? Thank you, Father. Let your fire move right now. 1, 2, 3. Go, go, go. Spirit husband, spirit wife, demons of darkness, ancestral forces, go, 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 go. Serpents, scorpions, marine spirits, out, 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 by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire is burning in this place. This is Aroteke Tiata. For all these people outside, I'm speaking to the spirits now. At the count of three, the fire of God burns you out of these people. Every spirit, hear my voice. I speak from the realm of the spirit. Right now, the fire of the Holy Ghost. One, You go and return no more. Leave them. Go and return no more. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Hallelujah. Peptic ulcer. You have peptic ulcer. Lay your hands on your chest right now, quickly, please. Please, let's save time. Peptic ulcer. God is healing peptic ulcer now. Now, I don't know if we have all the time. Hallelujah. We want to take a few instant testimonies. Some of these people, when they stand up from being delivered, many of them will stand up with all kinds. Some of them are having visionary experiences right now. I hear the chains falling. Falling, yeah. I hear the chains.
Oh, shibakete kitayata.
I hear the chains.
Deko peria shakata.
I hear the chains. Now listen. Let me explain this. We always do, but for the sake of those who are coming, don't you think that those who are being delivered here are witches? Are you getting my point? Because as you are standing there, you are receiving your own deliverance. This is a family. This is an oppression of darkness. We don't want to know what the reasons are. They must go. Are you getting my point now? Peptic ulcer, in the name of Jesus. God is going to heal peptic ulcer right away. Some of you, listen. Some of you will feel... Let me see how many people with peptic ulcer, inside and outside. Just lift your hands, let me know. Alright, quickly. As I pray for you, for many of you, you will feel something lift off you. If that happens to you, run out quickly and come out. Run out quickly, please. Let's save time. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a lot of black substances around the chest of people. I curse that devil of ulcer. I command the wound heal now. Heal and close up now. Heal and close up now. Not later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Regina. Regina. Who is Regina? Regina. Please, when I call your name, quickly, quickly, hurry up. Regina. The Lord, listen. The Lord is setting your family free from witchcraft. Are you hearing me? This is what God is doing. This lady is going to begin to cough out things. Please take her outside. Come. She's going to begin to cough out things. Out of her now. Take her outside, please. Please clean this up. The Lord is setting your family free. Look at me. You will begin to see dramatic things happen in your family because this has been the finger of darkness. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let there be healing. Let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, there's someone here. You feel movement around your right leg. You literally feel like an object, like a snake, moving around, especially when you are on your bed. Who is that person? The Lord is revealing to me. Please, quickly, let's save time. Once I mention your case, just come out quickly so that whether you are inside or outside, let's just hurry up very quickly. We don't have time. Goodness, help us, Lord. The devil is in trouble tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. You are the person? Okay, hold on. You've been having this pain. Please tell us, how has it been?
Yeah, it started from here.
Listen, please.
For about 3 years now.
About 3 years. What do you feel, sir?
Feel pain here. They scanned, saw nothing.
They scanned, there was nothing. And you feel it moving.
Yes, up to now.
Up to now, even now as you are talking. Watch it disappear now. Watch it disappear. You are an elderly man. You get my point. So you will not come and be lying when it's not done. But you watch and see what the power of God will do. Because they scanned it medically. Goodness, please let me do something quickly. I see this lady wearing a crown. Let it go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lay your hands on her. Anybody, lay your hands. Thank you, Jesus. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, let her go now. All our workers are anointed. It doesn't matter who lays hands on them. Out! An anointed hand is upon you and you must go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sir, look at me. The Lord Jesus brings you healing. Complete healing. Thank you, Jesus. I want to rebuke that spirit right now. That devil of darkness, let him go right now. In the name of Jesus. Wow, something is happening to you. You feel something happening to you?
in the name of Jesus Christ. Kabro satalabaka. That devil, go! Now in the name of Jesus. Can you walk now? Just shake your leg. You feel pain?
Only here.
Where? Right here. Alright, lay your hands. Lay your hands. Lay your own hands there. The power of God is going through you, that very place. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cause pain. Tell me, do you feel any pain there? You feel any pain there? It's going. It's going right. It's going right. Look at him smiling. It's going right. Now check it. Check.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is happening? Check it. Check it. It will go. Everything will be. Thank you, Jesus. Now bend down. Go ahead. Bend down. Just no, not kneel down. Just bend down, up and down. Exercise it, yes. And watch the pain leave. Any pain. Any pain. Come on now. Give Jesus pray. Any pain there.
It's going.
Where exactly? You should be totally healed. What did the doctors tell you? These are demonic things.
About 6
years. 5 or 6 scanning. Anytime, listen. Anytime you scan, you see the doctors checking, and they tell you we don't know what is wrong. Save yourself headache. Just come for prayers quick, because it's the classic sign that this is the finger of God. This is the finger of Satan.
It's
exactly 3 years. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm healed. In Jesus' name. Now, check yourself. Go ahead, hit yourself there. That's what I want. Until you don't feel any pain. What do you feel? Everything. When everything disappears, look at God healing. Regina, Madam, now wow, look at the spirit of death lingering over you. The devil would have taken your life in an accident. It would have been an accident, a bike accident. A car would hit you and kill you. That would be the end of it. Are you married? Where's your husband? We have to pray for him too. But let me pray for you. I cast that spirit of death. Go! No death. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your mom feels movement. Hold my hands. We set her mom free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go! In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there's somebody, please listen. This is where the pain is. The Lord is showing me. Just this side. I don't know whether it's a bump, it's a pain, it's a swelling. Very serious at this side of your neck. Please, who is that person? The Lord is healing that person right now. The Lord is healing that person right now. Very quickly, the Lord is healing that person. The Lord is healing that person right now. Please, quickly, let's save time. The Lord is healing that person right now. Quickly, the Lord is healing that person. Come, you are the first person God will heal. The devil wants to bring madness on you. Hold on, look at me first. Don't show me your back. Wait. The devil wants to bring madness on you. This is how you would have seen this guy. I don't know who knows him. You would have seen him walking on the street. Because it's a, sometimes you sit. Do you have any feeling? Maybe you are not yourself. You have those kind of feelings. Sometimes you feel as if you don't even. It's like you don't know.
Yes.
This is madness. This thing would have come upon you last year. It was because of the hand of God. And the devil was determined that this year, this madness must follow you. But tonight, God will deliver you. You believe me? We have to pray for you. Because I'm seeing you tied in the spirit. This is what I'm seeing. Tied completely. God is touching someone there. Bring the lady.
Let hope rise.
I command that madness. Go! Right now. I see. Look at what is happening to him. Look at this.
How can somebody just start scratching his head because I said go? This is madness. The devil wanted to put your body. Go. Out of him right now. Take your devilish madness back to hell. Hallelujah. What's he here for? Your neck. Now all of you lay your hands. God will heal you right now. Please. Look at the number of people. How can I just guess that your neck is failing you? Lay your hands. The power of God will touch you right now. Bring that lady for me. Out. You must go now. I'm seeing an altar burning. I'm seeing a shrine on fire. I'm seeing a shrine on fire. This is what is happening to this girl. I'm seeing a shrine catching fire. Every shrine, every devil shrine where your name and that of your family member has been taken to, it catches fire now. It catches fire now. Hallelujah. Goodness. God is going to do a fantastic miracle outside. I'm seeing a hole in the teeth covering outside. God is filling up supernaturally a hole in the teeth. Please check it. If you confirm you are the one, don't tell us lies here, please. Confirm it and come out. God is filling holes. Holes. Literally to close up. Hallelujah. Now, ladies, God wants to do a number of things. Irregular menstruation. God is going to heal a lot of these things. And then lump in the breast or around wherever, abdominal region. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everybody. I want to pray. Remember, action. When I pray for you, check yourself. Right now, every lump in any part of anyone's body, whether in the breast area, in the back, at the abdomen, around any part of the body, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I cause that growth now. Let it disappear now. Let it disappear now. Let it disappear now. Now, long go in the name of Jesus. Now begin to check yourself. Begin to check yourself. Hallelujah. Now let's do this quickly. Every other person, if you came here specifically for a healing miracle, please come out and line up here. Or if you brought somebody, please. Just line up, usher's protocol, help us arrange them, please. Please be very orderly, no fighting, let's hurry up. While that is happening, how many of you have not written your prayer request? Please write it quickly. Write it quickly and let's have it. You came specifically, whether within Zaria or outside Zaria, you came specifically for healing. Hallelujah. Specifically for healing. Please, let's save time. You can see that we're really out of time. We started late. Hallelujah. Myself and Bishop will minister to you. Listen, please, as we pray for you, expect the power of God to touch you. And as the power of God touches you, begin to check yourself as you go back to your seat. Please come out, line up. Once we pray for the first row, just give thanks. and the rest will just be praying in tongues. Worship team, you're going to lead us very hot worship as we do this very, very quickly. Hallelujah. Bishops, so we are going to pray for you. Some of you are coming out. What will happen is these wicked spirits that are responsible for these things will leave you. Are you following me now? I know that there are some of you standing in for your loved ones. So as we pray, call them. There are some of you, put your phone on speaker when it's time to prophesy. Tell your loved ones a word is coming. Wherever they are, let the power of God touch them. Hallelujah. Bless you, worship team.
You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised. Beautiful for all situations. You are the joy of the whole world.
Thank you. Affects him anyway. Okay, but we're going to pray. That is, you came here and the Lord Jesus is going to visit you right now. We don't fake what you see here. There is a name that is above every other name. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who lays hands on you, brothers and sisters. There is an anointing.
Yeah.
Are you getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
I am serving the living God.
Out!
His
out!
Name
out!
Is Jesus
out!
Christ.
I see him. This is what I see.
He died and he rose and he gave me victory.
I am serving the living God. His name is Jesus. It's Jesus.
From her legs, goodness. Since when?
10 years.
10 years. How do? Are you a witness? Is you that brought? What? How do? How does it shift? She'll fall and can. Hold on. Look at me. Look at me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at me. Look at me. Just look at me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Nikab, I speak to you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, no shifting for you again from today. I bring you the authority of the kingdom and the spirit that sponsors this wickedness out. Now, I command your ligaments, I command everything like Ezekiel 37 to be back. Walk. What do you feel? What do you feel? Look at, come up. Her ligaments for 10 years. She falls down by herself. Do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. Look at this. Look at this. Her kneecap used to shift. Her kneecap used to shift. You are bound. Come on. Who are you to her? Who are you to her?
Family friend.
You are what? Family friend. You know her. You know that this is true. Sister, look at the girl crying. Could she do this before? She couldn't do this. Her kneecap will shift and she'll fall. That devil is a liar. Whatever the devil has taken out of its place, we bring it back in the name of Jesus. See, God is working on her. That wicked spirit, out! Come out right now. How dare you come upon the altar of God? Out! Out! Now, this is the, you see that? I told you many things. There are wicked spirits behind the activities of men. Let's hurry up.
He died and rose. Jesus died.
They what?
They initiated him.
They initiated him. Into what?
They gave him food. Then you'll be seeing spiritual something.
You'll
be seeing spiritual something that you, if he tell you, you'll be surprised.
Oh, they initiated him. That devil is a liar. Bring him up. Don't, please, don't cry.
It's
your daughter. It's okay. See, mommy, look, let me tell you. Including you, God will set, God is setting her free. You should be happy. Don't cry. This boy will be delivered right now. Boy, how are you? You are good? They initiated you?
Yes.
Eh?
That are carry him go. They say they should carry him, that they will not allow him to go to stay for that school. And me, I want him to be there.
You, look at this. Hallelujah.
That this water is blood. If they are playing, you'll be telling them that see this thing. You'll be very functional. And
mommy, listen, it's not the fault of the boy. This is demonic. Are you getting my point? This is why Jesus brought you here today.
In the house, whatever you keep in the house, he will not be there when you kept it. But if he enters, he knows where it is and he will carry it.
No matter where you keep it.
Yes.
You used to see, what does he do with it?
He was, even at times, the father kept 10,000. Even I myself, I didn't know that there was money there. He went there, he carried the money with his friend and they finished the money.
How old is he?
He's 11.
11 years.
11.
It was 11 in December. Watch your child be delivered upon Mount Zion. Look at this woman.
I'll be fasted 21 days. They will tell me that I myself have been seeing a hand holding him. I'll be forcing myself, calling him, he should come back. He will not come back to look at me. Then the man will be holding him going. And one woman said that he cannot come out of this. But I believe that the God has carved that he can do for me. That is what I'm here. I believe.
So let hope rise.
Give darkness strength.
He speaks English. He speaks English. Say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
From today.
From today.
I set myself free.
I set myself.
By the power of the blood.
By the power of the blood.
From any covenant.
From any covenant.
And any initiation.
Any initiation.
From today. I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Satan.
Satan.
Pack your load.
Pack your load.
And go.
And go.
I have no business.
I have no business.
With you.
With you.
I declare.
I declare.
That I am for Jesus.
I am.
Satan, you had him. Goodbye. Let him go now. Out! This same thing is happening to some, that lady. That's all. It's a family covenant. Are you seeing it now? Are you seeing as I'm praying for him? It's happening to her. It's a covenant. Don't cry, mommy. This is what is happening. How can I be praying for somebody here? The same thing is happening. In the realm of the spirit, there's no distance. They are tied by blood. That's it. As he was making this confession, you can see it affecting her too. These are spiritual laws.
So you will kill this one by saying, because this one was revealed.
We don't have all the time. Don't worry, mommy. From today, listen. It's okay. It's okay. Please. We beg you. Eh? Look at me. I assure you, you will return next week or next miracle service with all these children testifying. Boy, look at me. Can you see those people again? Can you see them again?
No.
You can't see any of them again. You will never see them again. And the same way you have been set free, I set that lady free now. Leave her alone. No, I'm not talking to you people. I'm speaking to the spirit. Go! Now! How can it know that I'm talking? Am I not talking to everybody here? Madam, it's okay. I need to set you free. Huh? I'm seeing your head tied with a snake. You see snakes now?
Even snake, even devil.
Hold on. Do you know me, madam? Have I ever seen you? How did I know that snake is tying you? This is your own because we need to pray for you too. Oh, that girl. What's the problem? Leave her. Is that why you're holding her? Don't leave her alone. Let's pray, please. We have to hurry up. Goodness.
Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself.
Don't worry.
Hallelujah.
God will heal you right now.
Hallelujah.
Shout, look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. Are you ready?
I hear the chains falling.
Go.
I hear the chains falling.
It's all right. You are free. You and your family, salvation comes to you this night. In Jesus' name. She's okay. She's free. Please, while this is happening, start passing your prayer request. Inside, outside, please quickly start passing your prayer request. If you've not written it, write it. When we are prophesying, you are free to call your loved ones and let them connect. Or if you have whatever point of contact, no problem. It's scriptural.
Sometimes he will pick a knife that he wants to kill.
See another episode here. What?
He will pick a knife that he wants to kill his immediate elder brother.
He will pick a knife that wants to kill him. My brother, how are you? Well done. You love Jesus? You wait now. He's not the one. Look at me. We give people here, among other things, spiritual intelligence. You understand? No man can just get up. Please, while you're listening, be passing your prayer request. God answers prayers in miraculous ways here. In case you wanted to write something and you've not written it, please write it quickly. Whatever it is. So, you didn't come for yourself, just for him. My brother, how are you? What's your name?
Clement.
Clement. You love Jesus?
Yes.
You'll be delivered right now, alright? He carried knife to kill who?
His elder brother.
Why?
Just like that, I was in school, they called me. They had to lock him. They released him yesterday so that
they locked him in the police station for 3 days because he carried knife to kill his brother. So they released him yesterday so that he will come for this miracle service. The devil is a liar. Brother, look at me. You will be set free right now.
You have taken all the glory.
You have taken all the praise. You have taken all the dominion. Taking all the praise.
Let him go now. Every foul devil.
Yours.
In the name of Jesus.
I to let you
go. Every desire
to bring. I pray to let you go. Then we give you
Lord.
We give you Lord.
We give wickedness. In the name of Jesus. Every captivity ends now. In the name of Jesus. How old is he? Go. Eh? How old? 9 years. And his SS. And we are going to change genotypes in this place today. Don't ever believe. Hear me. Don't you ever let anybody tell you must remain SS or AS for the rest of your life. I'm not negating medicine, but I'm telling you there is power to change it. If this is the only miracle you have, I know many people who cannot marry today because they said they are SS. We will change it. If God cannot do it, then He is not God. But I think God is able, isn't it? Hallelujah. I change this SS now. The next time it's tested, let it be found AA. Hepatitis, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, let him go now. Please, as you're gathering the request, just begin to bring it. We have to kill many birds with one stone. Please hurry up. We really apologize for the time. You can see how much the time is constrained. We can't do much. Come and help me, please. Some of you can still move. Please, Bishop, let's, so that we'll tidy it up. Okay, let's, don't worry.
I hear the rain, and I'm not ashamed.
Not afraid.
And I'm not afraid.
Out! Mommy, what's wrong with you, ma? Diabetes and cough. Healed now.
Healed.
by the power of the Holy Ghost. Submit your prayer request. It will go now. Look at me. Just look at me. Let her go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Just look at me. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go.
Say, I believe go. In miracles.
Go, go, go.
And in signs and wonders, and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I do go. Believe. I believe.
Don't return to high. Give me the name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
They are your children. Yeah? This girl is your children. What's the problem?
No problem.
We don't have all. She has an incision. They did an incision for her. Native doctor. And don't worry, please. We don't have all the time for this. Whatever it is, Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' name. Go! Let her go.
Sweet Jesus,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
we
set you free now.
I believe in you. I believe in you. Sweet Jesus, Son of God.
Out of him now. Go. Go, 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 go.
And to be possible.
Hallelujah. Don't have all the time, Bishop. Come, hallelujah. We are going to pray on this request. Please stand up. Please bear with us. But every part of this meeting is important. Please, please, and please. Just two more things, and we're out of here. You can see how the time constraint. There is so much we want to do, but hallelujah. Now listen, God answers prayers in dramatic, supernatural ways here. Hallelujah. And as we pray, I'd like you to stretch your hands towards the altar. Hallelujah. And just pray in tongues. Lots of miracles will start happening to people and for your family members. After that, I'll now speak into your life. This is the best part of the meeting. Stretch your hands, please. Stretch your hands even as we pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you. We present our request before you. The things that we desire that you do for us. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that from this night we'll begin to celebrate these miracles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Some of the requests look impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for we are celebrating the miracles, the successes, in the name of Jesus. None will go unanswered, in the name of Jesus, unto Him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, we present this request, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus a shout of praise. Please stand up, everybody, inside and outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent forth His word, and His word healed them and delivered them. The Bible says, believe the Lord and you shall be established. He said, believe in His prophets and you shall prosper. As I speak over your life, I want you to believe. Please, please, believe and return with mighty testimonies. We don't have all the time to do the things we want to do. But we want to challenge thrones, dominions, and every name that is named. Listen. And the Bible says, and whatsoever Adam called them, that's what they became. Whatsoever Adam called them. The Bible says He brought the animals to Him to see what He will call them. And He told Job, hast thou commanded thy morning? We're about to speak. Prophecy is very powerful, brothers and sisters. This is the moment where everyone can participate. Including your loved ones who are not here. Hallelujah. Every terminal disease in this place. Everything called terminal disease. Everything called terminal disease. In the name that is above all names. I curse you now. In the name of Jesus. I curse you now. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, that sickness, leave your body now. 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 Every SS and AS genotype right now, the Lord who has done it uncountable times in this place, my God, let SS and AS change to AA now.
Change to AA now. Change to AA now. Change to AA now. With medical proof. Change to AA now. Every HIV in this place, anyone with any deadly virus, HIV, cancer, diabetes, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Be healed now. With medical proof, be healed now. I command your spirit responsible. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has tied your progress, everything that has tied your progress, in the name that is above every other name, I lose you from it now. I lose you from it now. I lose you from those chains now. Now. Anyone here trusting God for a job, both for you and your loved ones, we release miracle jobs now. We release miracle jobs now. I speak it into your life. I command it into your destiny. I command it into your family. Receive it now. Receive it now. Hallelujah. Every spirit of delay that is working in the life of anyone here, things you should have accomplished, something has pulled you down. There are levels you would have been right now. I command right now, according to the anointing of the Spirit upon my life, let there be acceleration now. Acceleration now. Acceleration now. I challenge the powers that hold you down. Let them go. I challenge the forces. I challenge the altar. I challenge the act of witchcraft. I release you now. Anyone's marital destiny, hear me, for you and for your loved ones, anyone's marital destiny that has been tied down, whether you are married or not, there are people who are married, it's like they are not married. There are others that should marry, and there are powers that have said you will not get married. This night, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I open up marital doors. I open up marital doors. God bless them. I open up marital doors. I open up marital doors. Thank you, Jesus. I pray everything responsible for inexplainable academic failure. You are doing your best. You write exams. The result comes out and you know it's not your own. I prophesy right now upon your life, whatever is not your own, I take it out of your life. Whatever result that is not your own, I take it out. In the name of Jesus, I command corrections. I command adjustments. In the name of Jesus. For those who have been victimized by any lecturer, you are supposed to get A. They gave you E. I command, let there be a restoration. That restoration must happen. Hallelujah. Anyone barren here, low sperm count, fibroid, whatever it is, I don't care what it's called, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, return with your miracle children. Return with your miracle children. every barren womb be opened now. Hallelujah. All the ladies here that are going through every devil called painful menstruation or irregular menstruation, I don't want to know what the name is. I don't care how long it has been. From this night, I challenge the altars responsible. Be free. Hallelujah. I pray for your finances in the name that is above all names. In 2014, we prophesy, let doors beyond your imagination, we open them now. Now, financial doors, financial opportunities, every yoke, every curse, every spell that brings poverty, despite your giving, I curse it now. Hallelujah. I pray every dead spiritual life in this place. There are some of you, you came here as a matter of life and death. I command every dead spiritual life, let an unction come upon you. Right now as I speak, I fire it back in the name of Jesus. Prayer life, come alive now. Come alive now. Come alive now. Word life, come alive now. Let the spirit of revelation come upon you now. Come upon you now. Anointing of favor that can come upon a man's life. Many of you don't understand. I want to activate something in your life. I pray that anointing of favor that can separate a man for no reason. I pray, as surely as the Lord God of Israel lives, may that mantle hit you now. May it come upon your life. I pray for your family members. Whatever the devil said they will not get this year, whatever project, building project, house project, whatever inside your family, I prophesy, Lord God of heaven, let there be a rain of testimony. Rain of testimony. Whatever you have lost, and whatever your family members have lost, some of you have lost relationships, some of you opportunities, let there be a restoration now. A restoration now. Hallelujah. And I pray that that presence of God that goes with a man, I pray for every ministry represented here. Every ministry that is represented here, I command, begin to move in strange levels of unction, strange levels of wisdom, strange levels of revelation. I release angelic encounters. I release prophetic encounters in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands. I want to activate the gifts of the Spirit. We have a few minutes. Very, very few. But lift your hands. Hallelujah. I'm just going to prophesy. Many people will receive impartations of different kinds of gifts. There are some of you that need activation. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Rakatatata. Take it now. Take it. 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 gift of prophecy, take it. Gift of healing, take it. Inside and outside, receive it. Healing anointing, miracle working anointing, prophetic anointing, apostolic anointing, entrepreneurial anointing, take it. Take it. Leadership mantle, take it. Prophetic revelation, take it. Take it. I command your eyes to be open. May you see what others don't see. Anyone marked for death in this place, anyone marked in the spirit realm for death, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I curse that spirit now. 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 Now, now, now. Spirit of death, go, 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 go. May you return next week with dramatic testimonies. Whatever you wrote here as your prayer request, I prophesy according to the anointing in the name of Jesus. May your hand receive it. May you walk in it. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Keep standing. I'm going to make an altar call right now. Inside and outside, there are many people that need the Lord Jesus Christ. You have seen the works of the kingdom. Right now, I want to give you an opportunity. There may be a number of you who have never made a decision for Jesus, especially many of you outside. Some of you were invited for the first time. There are some of you who have given your heart to the Lord, but for some reason, you found yourself derailing. Now is the time to call you back home. No one condemns you, but we are giving you an opportunity. I'm going to count 1 to 5. No matter how far you are, please don't let anybody stop you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. 1. Start running now. Please leave your seat and come out. 2. Outside. Don't let anybody stop you. Find your way to the front. No matter how far. Quickly, quickly, quickly. God bless you, they are coming. God bless you, they are coming. God bless you, they are coming. Koinonia, appreciate them, they are coming. Don't let the devil stop you. Don't let your friends stop you. This is the beginning of a great journey. Young and old, everyone, you are invited. You are most welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. Look at me. Thank you very much for this bold decision. God bless you as you come. Keep coming. Hallelujah. Even if you are still outside, as God is speaking to you, come. Don't let anybody stop you from receiving this great blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an experience that you will never recover from. Hallelujah. The Lord desires to use you. He desires to make a mighty tool out of you, and that you spend eternity with Him. I'd like you to lift your right hand and say this from the depths of your heart. You're not reciting a poem. This is a real experience. You are talking to a real person. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I confess that I cannot help myself. Tonight, I make Jesus Lord of my life. I repent of my sins. I receive remission. Right now, I invite Jesus to come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Save me. Cleanse me. Wash me. Holy Spirit, come and live in me. Do wonders through my life. from today, I make progress never to return to my past. I'm free of every guilt. I'm free of every condemnation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me pray for you. Father, thank you for these ones. Every wicked spirit that keeps them in sin, I curse it now. I declare that this decision they have made will be authentic. Make mighty men and women out of them. I curse every spirit, every foul devil that is responsible for keeping you in any state of life you do not want. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. And I declare that from today, you are making spiritual progress. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Congratulations. Welcome to the biggest family. Please, I'd like you to follow the ushers, the gentlemen waving their hands to you. They'll welcome you and they'll give you some instructions. God bless you in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Turnkey Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Turnkey Network International. Replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.